This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. I'm at Brandon, are you there?
I am here, Mike.
I'm trying to get right positioning. I'm in a field somewhere here in Iowa.
It's beautiful. Not sure it's blue sky and green grass. I'll give you that.
It's nice. We're on our first hunting trip of the year, but it's 95 degrees.
Oh,
wow. A little hot out.
That is a little hot out.
But I wanted to come on at least for a few minutes here. Do you got stuff from the guests? What I missed was our fake president gave a speech. Is that right?
Oh yeah, he gave a speech that is something we have never seen. I don't think ever in American history. I don't think we have ever had a president talk this way about the American people, to the American people, divide the American people this way. It was a threat to the American people that don't agree with him. He had a red backdrop that was bad optics for sure, and then military guys standing behind him, basically giving the impression that he's ready to back this thing up. There are multiple clips, but I pulled a couple particularly I thought you would want to hear and respond to when he's talking about the election. You want to hear the first one?
Yeah, let's do some clips, and I'm going to give everybody an update. I got about 15, 20 minutes here, and let's see what we got.
All right, here's Biden from last night in Philadelphia in front of Independence Hall. Here's the first clip.
And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
So apparently we don't respect the Constitution, we do not respect the rule of law, and we're now working state to state, which is kind of interesting, coming 2 weeks after your event where you literally did a state of the states, presentation, and right. He says you're working state to state to undermine the law and put cronies in power to decide elections.
Well, now we know that... We know where he stands. I don't usually badmouth. I hadn't badmouthed Biden at all, but I guess now we'll have to add him to the list. It's disgusting what he just said there. And by the way, everybody, it's probably in retaliation. We went out, and every state we did a call out to get cast vote records, everybody. Thousands upon thousands of them. You've all responded and got them. And remember, tomorrow is the last day where they're supposed to preserve the 2020 election until tomorrow, which is 22 months. Now, they can keep it longer, but everybody knows what's not deleted already. I'm sure they're going to try and delete. But how disgusting is Biden to say those things when in reality, Donald Trump got 83 million votes and he got probably around 64 million. And to top it off, if you did polls now, I would bet that there's about 70 to 80% of our country would be in support of a president, a great president, Donald Trump. And that's just because more and more people are pouring over and seeing what good decisions can do versus decisions to destroy our country.
Yep.
It's the opposite. They're playing this game where it's exactly the opposite. Remember, the big lie was the big lie. Remember, everything they say is almost exactly the opposite. It is absolutely disgusting. What does he think that's 10 people out there that he's talking about? He's talking about our whole country. This is disgusting. What other disgusting
All right. Here's
things?
Here's the next clip. This one at the 13:28 mark. He says there are two outcomes. Either they win or they were cheated. Here's what they say about he says about the MAGA crowd. The MAGA crowd believes they either cheated or they win. If they don't win, then they say they're cheated. Here we go.
You cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today.
That's where the MAGA Republicans are,
you know, Brandon, you know, when we talk about machines, now let's block out what he just said there. We talk about electronic voting machines. That's what the Democrats said for 18 years to get rid of them. And now it's just a matter of getting the Republicans, the bad Republicans on board, which they're not going to be probably. And I guess we got the people have to unite to get rid of the voting machines because it doesn't matter what party, the people want them gone. And for them to say that, either cheated, once again, it's just the opposite. If you include the Democrats in on this cheat, or if you say, well, who did all this electronic? Who did this big attack? I told you it was a cyber attack. It was the CCP, the Uniparty, the globalists, so the propaganda, this is all propaganda. And I think it's going to absolutely backfire on them. They're very concerned. I think they're worried, don't you?
I do, too. I think they're absolutely worried. I think that's what this speech is all about.
Right. And they should very much be worried about Dennis Montgomery's data that's sitting down in Nevada. Remember, everybody, if Dennis Montgomery, if we get this released in Nevada, it's over. We have 32 terabytes of movie of the whole elections from November 3rd to the 6th. That's never gone away. We put it in 2 weeks ago at the Moment of Truth Summit. It's there in Nevada. We got to pray that that judge lifts the gag order on it so that it can be used as evidence in all the lawfare, all the lawsuits are gone bye-bye. And immediately, Brandon, they should overturn this election. Actually, in our country's history, every single politician where they found that there was a crime committed or fraud later on, the other one gets put in immediately. You look at just recently that gal that got nice lady that got zero votes in a three race Democrat, so all three Democrats, and she got zero votes in her own precinct. And they looked into it and she catapulted from third place to first place. So, this is I think this is going to backfire. And this is appalling. It's almost disbelief that a president would come out with this. What else is there?
All right, here's the next clip. And this one, he talked about wild conspiracy theories about election fraud. Here we go.
I will not stand by and watch. I will not, the will of the American people, be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost.
All right.
Well, I would hope that I get invited to the January 6th hearings, and finally, I've been asking to do that. I would hope that ESNS sues me. I would hope that Biden invites me to come and show him the evidence too. I think all of them should just invite me out to D.C. and I'll show them Dennis Montgomery's evidence. I'll show them all the evidence we have here on Frank's Beach. I'll show them all the evidence we just brought to Alabama for the preliminary injunction, where the judge looked at it and he's still looking at it, and all of the cast vote records across all 50 states, across 3,000 plus counties. Why don't we show that? Maybe it's not getting to Biden, huh? Maybe his you think he might be reading something in front of him? I don't know. Just saying, everybody. Just saying.
Here's the next clip. Here he says he will not stand by and watch your vote not be counted. Here we go.
I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote, and have your vote counted and be taken from you and the American people. Look.
So there you go. And yet the reality is, Mike, how about all the Americans that showed up to say, I want to vote? They were told, I'm sorry, you've already voted.
Right. Well, that's when they get to, that's what I tell everybody too. You guys, you all, that really happened, especially during the Newsom runoff in California, the recall. And by the tens of thousands, they got there and they had just flipped their vote. I want to tell everybody, this is just another warning too. We need to all vote same day. Make sure you vote same day, no matter what. Vote same day in person. And at that point, Brandon, then we will find out, because remember, we can watch them in real time now. And if they do that, we're going to be waiting for them. So all of this evidence that, which is probably going to happen in 2022, they're going to try and do it again right in front of our nose. But we're waiting. We've not only can we see the algorithms in real time, but also we can all the people will be waiting this time when the people get there and go, oh no, you already voted. No, I didn't. Oh yeah, you did. Well, we'll see how that goes over, because we're gonna have people in every county, every precinct in the country, and I just think it's it's amazing that I wish I would have been able to watch the whole thing.
It was live, and he was in front of Independence Hall in Philadelphia, in front of a live audience. It was highly scripted. Apparently today he's trying to walk some of it back, but I don't know how you walk back a speech that was vetted.
Did he go off script at all?
No, he did not go off script. From everything I could see, he was reading. So how can you walk back something someone wrote that his staff signed up on? Generally, when a president gives a speech, it's reviewed by the Justice Department, the State Department. Multiple agencies review it to make sure there's nothing swerving into their lane that they want to have corrected. Listen to what he said about Donald Trump. Would you like to hear that? Well, and not only Donald Trump, but the MAGA crowd, which obviously includes you and a lot of this audience. I mean, you speak at President Trump's rallies all the time. So listen to what he says about you and the rest of us that want our border secure, fair elections, don't want to see our jobs shipped overseas. Listen to what he says.
But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans.
Brian Kemp, Brad Rassenberger come to mind? I guess we lost Mike. So who are these rhino Republicans, you know, he could work with? What? I think we all know. Are you back, Mike?
Yeah, I had to go to my other phone. It's so hot here. My other phone, it did one of those temperature things. You see that where it overheated?
Yes. So you didn't hear that at all, right?
No, I did not. I'm sorry. But were they bringing up Brad Rassenberger?
Well, I was saying he's basically talking about how he can work with the Brad Rassenberger types, and that's about it. Here it is again.
We must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans.
And that's what I said. I wonder if he's talking about the types like Brad Rassenberger and Brian Kemp, et cetera.
Well, that's exactly what they're talking about. It's the uniparty. It's your Rassenbergers, your Robin Bosses, your Brian Kemps, your Ducey, which is going to be out now. But it's all these rhinos, but, you know, a lot of them are criminal. Rausenberg is pure criminal. I'm sorry. It's as bad as it gets. But it's very sad. What was there, about 50 people in that room?
Well, it was outside, so they were all sitting outside, and no. There was probably maybe 50 to 100, but he kept having to overcome people on bullhorns shouting at him.
Right. Here, I got a question. Where was Fox? And here, I'm going to try and fix this a little. Where was Fox? And is Fox showing his speech on Fox?
I read that some of the networks did not carry it. I don't know if Fox did, but I read that some of the networks did not carry it. Some of the ones you would expect did, but I'm hearing that not all of them carried it at all.
Well, like I say, the rally, the president's rally is tomorrow, and it's shame on Fox for never being there anymore. I mean, Fox is not, I don't know if you know that. Fox News doesn't show up.
Yep.
It's disgusting. Shame on Fox.
And when we were at CPAC, Mike, you knew where Fox was, right? We've never talked about this on the air.
Yeah, right next to us.
In a corner.
Yeah, right, right.
In a corner, not a booth, not a booth.
Right.
In a corner next to us, literally in a corner next to us with no identification that's who they were.
Right.
So they
and I want to tell everybody too. Yeah, they're hiding out there. Who knows why? But they, we finally figured out they were Fox. But I want to tell everybody another thing. Here Fox News gets sued by Smartmatic on February 4th of 2021. Very instrumental, a very key date, because from that date on, no one could ever go on Fox, Newsmax, or conservative media again and talk about machines or these algorithms or these. Basically anything from 2020 election. Well, Fox, now, wouldn't you think, because you're sued, wouldn't you want evidence, Brandon, that you would want all the evidence you could get? Well, they've not only not got evidence, or asked me for the evidence I have, but we've subpoenaed them for different clips and for different communications with Dennis Montgomery back in 2017 and beyond. And we had the clip, with Sean Hannity, who was talking with Sarah Carter and I forget who else about Doug.
John Solomon.
Yeah, John Solomon. So it just, it begs, you just wonder, where is Fox in all this? And I think, I heard a lot about that Biden thing last, that speech he made there. But once again, I really believe people see through it. And it unites the country more than ever. He's reading off a script, and he's reading it. Remember, everybody, that I believe this is uniting Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and I believe they're all coming to Donald Trump. I believe that every one of them is going to be, because what does he stand for? He stands for the people. The people. This is the people's choices. We want... It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. We want our elections to be elections, not selections. And that's another thing. If everybody gets a chance, you should watch Selection Code. It's right here at Frank's Speech. Watch that movie, it's up there for free. But all this stuff you should watch. And if you didn't watch the Moment of Truth Summit, you should watch the whole thing from start to finish. But Brandon, I want to focus on some good news, you guys. We've got the preliminary injunctions are rolling. There's three more states that are going to be starting up, citizens that have gotten, that are going to now get their, do their own preliminary injunctions. Like we said, all you need, everybody, is a lawyer, someone to pay the lawyer. We already have the templates. They fit right in, and everybody we can get rid of these machines before this, 2020 election or 2022 election midterms. But a lot of great things. Those cast vote records, Brandon, they've been complaining all over the country that we did a call to action to get them. And why would they care? Why would they care, everybody, that we get that they preserve them, And by the way, I want to tell you all, too, this is breaking news. We today, all my attorneys, we served papers on, I believe it was hundreds, it could have been thousands of counties, county clerks and commissioners, to preserve the evidence, or I mean, preserve the machines, to preserve the 2022 election. Because why? Because we're in lawsuits with these guys, and they can't delete anything, Brandon. Do you know it's illegal to whitewash your cell phone or hammer it or whatever Hillary did? Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're saying that because of the lawsuits that you're involved in, you sent maybe thousands of subpoenas to county clerks saying preserve your records?
No, these were we sent subpoenas out too, but we sent out letters to preserve. They weren't actually there. You know, you're under advisement that these should be preserved. I'm not sure why. They weren't subpoenas, though. We did actually send out subpoenas, though, too, and hundreds of those, I believe. I believe there was hundreds of those. So we're going to, but I'm not positive on that. We're going to have Alan Duke fact check me of how many that they sent out. By the way, there's a great article, you guys, on Alan Duke that came out under under Frank Thoughts or Frank came out. It was one of our writers, Brandon, that came out with but it's a great thing on Alan Duke, everybody. You'll have to check it out. But yeah, we're serving subpoenas. Next week, we're going to have some very big surprises on who we're going to subpoena in the Dennis Montgomery case there, the Dennis Montgomery evidence that's sitting in Nevada. So, and my case out in Washington, D.C. Brandon, when I'm sitting on the kind of evidence we are, and that I am, and you can't, it's like having a royal flush in a poker game, but you can't play your hand. I'm tired of it. You know, you have a royal flush. I want the game to end and get back to it, you know, get our country back here. Let's get this evidence out in the open for the whole world to see. And get rid of these voting machines and get our country back. Get this, whatever is in office, we need to get, you know, this regime is just disgusting. For them to make those comments yesterday, absolutely horrible.
Well, he went on to claim that, you should actually hear this, because, again, this is right in your wheelhouse. He's clearly talking about your efforts in part, along with everyone else. So let me cue this one up, because you're going to hear this one, too. This was at the 6:19 mark. All right, here we go.
They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy.
Wow. So now MAGA, our Trump supporters, are a clear and present danger. That's the kind of language you use when you're talking about the CCP or,
right.
You know, the former Soviet Union at the time, that they're a clear and present danger. I mean, that was actually the name of a movie, as you know, with Harrison Ford, Clear and Present Danger. I mean,
this
is the language you use when you're talking about an external enemy or, you know, an internal enemy. And again, he goes on to accuse people of insurrection and whatnot, and that we, the American people that support Donald Trump, are all celebrating what happened January 6th. No one that I know is celebrating that at all. In fact, many of us were warning that it was a trap. So to call the people that support President Trump and his policies a clear and present danger is really just shocking to hear from a president.
Well, it's propaganda. It's just like Nazi Germany. It's propaganda.
Yes.
You know, it is propaganda. That's what it is. Propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Next thing you're going to hear, everybody, you're going to say, oh, you know what? The Democrats are going to increase on the House and they're going to increase the Senate. They'll start putting out this propaganda, Brandon, because that's what they do. They'll put out the propaganda. Then they're going to go after the machines again, with the algorithms of the machines. But, you know, everybody, we've got a lot of work to do in the next couple months, and they're not going to be able to do it. We're going to get rid of these machines. We have to. And whichever ones we can't get rid of, we do have backup plans and everything. So they are going to be watched. We do want everybody to make sure you vote same day voting, no matter what. And a lot of these states, by the way, too, here's another call to action, everybody. I'm sorry. If you're just tuning in, I'm down in a field here in Iowa. I just wanted to get on for a little bit here on my show. I'm on a trip, and I wasn't supposed to be on tonight, but I wanted to make an appearance after hearing all this propaganda they're putting out. I want to tell everybody, what you can do in your state too, encourage your governors and your secretary of states, if there's any good secretary of states out there. We know there's a couple, but encourage them and even your attorney generals to do a hand audit. I just require one after this primary. After this midterm, just require it. I believe a lot of these states are considering this. If you did have some machines left, just go ahead and require it, because then that's not a time thing. Then you have the numbers, but then if it's a required hand count afterwards then you're not going to have people, hopefully that would, at least stop them from cheating, knowing they're going to be counted afterwards. But we have a lot of states considering that. That's from the top down, because a lot of them are saying, well, we can't get rid of the machines in time. Well, then just require a hand counted audit right afterwards, no matter how big the margin is. Because see, Brandon, what they do, just like Brian Kemp did in Georgia, they make the steal so big that you're going, oh, there. Even if you did it, there's no way they stole by that much, right?
Right.
That's why they did Biden so big, so nobody would question it. But they ran out of railroad track and they got caught. They got caught. That's millions. How do you steal millions upon millions of votes? You do it through electronic machines and computers, everybody. I'm gonna let you go, Brandon. You got Marilyn Todd coming on, right?
Yes, Marilyn Todd's coming up. Yep.
We're gonna be moving a bunch of stuff. I want to thank everybody for all your support out there for getting those cast vote records. Go ahead, still even ask for them next week, everybody, because if they haven't deleted them already, they might start deleting on Tuesday. But go ahead and get your request in, everybody. Get those requests in to preserve the 2020 election. And right away, you can get it at frankspeech.com. I want to thank everybody for your support. And by the way, we are having a mattress sale. We're having a mattress sale at MyPillow, our new mattresses. Use that promo code L77. Save a ton on those mattresses over the Labor Day weekend here. And we're doing the sheet sale. Sheets as low as, I don't know what they are, $29.95 or
$29.98. You got the biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history, as low as $29.98 with the promo code.
Right. There you go, everybody. Those are Percale. And if you don't, we also have Giza. There's the mattresses. There they are. What do you got there? You guys, those mattresses are the best mattresses you will ever, ever, ever sleep on. And then, by the way, they come, look at, there's the one side in case coil quilted. We've got all these, and they'll deliver right to your front door too, Brandon.
Just like that right there, like this right here?
Yep, they'll deliver right to the best mattresses you'll ever sleep on. Great guarantee. So anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, for all your support. Use that promo code L77 we got to go move a bunch of stuff for tomorrow morning. So thanks, Brandon. Thanks for taking care of the show.
Yep.
God bless you all, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good time. Be safe. All right, Mike Lindell checking in. And we're going to go to a break and come right back and go to Marilyn Todd, get an update from her. If time allows, you might even open the phone lines up a little bit, see what your thoughts are about the speech by Joe Biden last night. We'll be right back after this break.
Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round.
And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer, and it won't last long, so order now.
All right, we're back now with Marilyn Todd. Marilyn, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us on the Lindell Report tonight, Marilyn.
Hi, Brennan.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got some news to report to us?
Yes. We just dropped a pro se lawsuit yesterday.
A what lawsuit? A what?
A pro se lawsuit.
What does that mean?
So unfortunately, in the state of New Hampshire, we don't have any lawyers. So we've been looking for lawyers for almost 2 years now, and we just couldn't find one. So
wait a minute. Your state, nobody in your state practices law? You don't have any lawyers there, or they just don't want to represent you?
Well, Gene Shaheen's husband, Bill Shaheen, is the he's the former DOJ prosecutor, and now he's the president of the Bar Association in New Hampshire.
So everybody's scared of him.
So when we first started going through this, I spoke to a lawyer. He was supposedly the top constitutional lawyer in the state of New Hampshire. And so I told him about all our evidence and I was explaining everything. And then he's like, all right, I'll call you back. I'll call you right back. So he called me back like 5 minutes later and said, oops, we represent the state of New Hampshire. So basically, the state of New Hampshire puts all these high-profile lawyers in our state on retainer so that we can't...
So then they have a conflict of interest and they can't represent you.
Yeah, but he let me go on and on about all the evidence I had and then called back 5 minutes later and was like, oh, oops, conflict of interest.
Hmm. So tell me about your lawsuit.
So we served 136 town clerks. And we served Harry Hursty and the former Secretary of State and the present Secretary of State. And we also served LHS, who's the Dominion contractor.
So you served them with what?
With the lawsuit. So basically what the lawsuit is destruction of evidence before the 22 months. So we have an abundant, I mean, all the evidence that we have isn't even in the lawsuit. So basically what we're stating is that they all deleted election evidence before the 22 months. So, you know, the town clerks, we have emails from all the town clerks saying that they were instructed to send them back to the secretary, I mean, by the Secretary of State to LHS, who's the Dominion contractor. We have... Harry Hursty, you know, as you know, we have the video of Harry Hursty deleting it. We have another exhibit in the lawsuit is Jeff Silvestro, who's the owner of LHS, actually saying 2 months before Harry deleted the card that there could have been a copy made of the card. And that is the state's intention is to make a copy of that card. We have an official memo from a town clerk that basically says that once we called her and told her she was supposed to keep those cards for 22 months, she called LHS and asked for her card back. Cause she's like, I didn't know that I was supposed to keep it for 22 months. And he's like, all right, let me put it to the side for you. So then the next day he calls her back and says, oops, it's already been wiped.
Oof.
So we have that official memo in the lawsuit. We also have the fact that, Our AccuVote machines come with little memory cards about that big. And so basically the town clerk before every election takes a photocopy of those memory cards, not a digital one, just a paper photocopy of it. So we have three elections. We have the 2020 primary, we have the 2020 general, and then we have the March town elections. And all three of the pictures that she took had the same exact serial numbers, same exact sticker placements. They were the same exact cards, which proves that two elections between those three photocopies were wiped, because obviously 22 months didn't happen between the primary and the general, nor was it the town election. So that's in there. We also have Harry Hursty's affidavit in the lawsuit that also states that he knew full well, and he signed this under penalty and perjury in 2016 in the state of Wisconsin, where he said that if you reset the memory cards, that the algorithm will be clear from it. So we also have in this lawsuit that he knew that when he reset those cards, that any algorithm that would have shown up would have been wiped.
Wow. So you filed that lawsuit, you filed the lawsuit already?
Lawsuit was filed yesterday by Brenda Town.
Okay. And who is Brenda Town? That's your attorney?
She's my partner. So since I moved to Florida, I didn't want them to say I didn't have standing. Mm-hmm. So Brenda, very courageously and bravely, because you know what New Hampshire's capable of, stepped up to the plate and served. We're calling it We the People's Lawsuit of New Hampshire.
Is she worried about reprisal?
She is, you know, which is really scary. So, you know, we've just been praying for her, and, you know, we've been saying that this isn't, and publicly saying that although Brenda filed a lawsuit, this is all of our lawsuit. I mean, this lawsuit, and so hopefully they know that it's not just Brenda, you know, and they're not just.
It's a movement. It's a movement.
Yeah. I mean, this lawsuit took a lot of teamwork. I mean, New Hampshire really came together. We went on, you know, like missions to get, you know, all the evidence that we had. So it was a lot of brave patriots. It was, you know, a lot of, you know, help from some of our elected officials that just wanted to do the right thing. And, you know, that's how we were able to get some of our evidence. And, you know, in one of the pieces of evidence, Brennan, it basically the Secretary of State, the legal counsel for the Secretary of State, is saying that the memory cards don't count as the 22-month requirement. Hmm. And that's the legal counsel of the Secretary of State. And he says, I believe. It's not what you believe. The law clearly states that the electronic, any electronic, anything to calculate the election electronically needs to be preserved. That's the bottom line. So we added, you know, just so they weren't confused, we also added exactly what a record is. So
did you see, on another topic but related to this, did you see Biden's speech last night?
I saw parts of it.
What did you think? Because he spent an awful lot of time talking about people like you.
I just think that, you know, it's scary. He's basically giving permission for New Hampshire to do, and for Colorado and for the other states that are harassing their, you know, residents. He's basically giving permission for that. And that's how I saw it. And I've never seen anything like that from a president of the United States.
No, I don't think most Americans ever have. It's something you see in a third world, or a country about to tip over to being a third world country.
Yep. And then, Brandon, as you were so today what happened is, like, speaking of, like, these elected officials, you know how we found those 15,000 people that didn't live at their address, that voted from addresses they didn't live at?
Yes.
So we want to clean those 15,000 up from our voting rolls. So we started, you know, that project to clean them up. And, you know, we got an email back from one of the supervisors of the checklist saying that the Secretary of State told her not to take anybody off. So they're not even allowing us to clean up people that we absolutely have. I mean, these are permanent change of addresses forms. And not only is it a deed transfer that we can prove as well. So the fact that they just want to keep our, you know, our registration, our voting registration overstated just speaks volumes about. And so now what we're doing, Brandon, because if there's a will, there's a way, is we're giving the poll checkers, the poll inspectors. So basically, if anybody comes and tries to vote from any of those names, they have to sign an affidavit under penalty and perjury.
Oh, wow.
There. So we're going to arm all of the poll inspectors with the list of the 15,000 and say, and so if anybody comes in to try to vote from any of those records, I mean, yeah, from any of those records, then they have to sign a letter under penalty.
Do you think the poll folks will make them do it?
The poll inspectors? Yeah, we're arming the poll inspectors are people that we endorse and not endorse, but we try that we put in there.
Will you keep us posted?
Absolutely.
What's your website?
It's www.nhvoterintegrity.org, and the lawsuit is on there. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of good feedback about the lawsuit, and they're actually having a really hard time finding a judge because there's 140 defendants named in the lawsuit, so the conflict of interest. So they say that's why we don't have a judge assigned yet, but, you know, last night, New Hampshire went to bed with hope, and that really made me happy. You know, it was a huge undertaking to get this done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So give your website again.
It's www.nhvoterintegrity.org, and the lawsuit is posted on there. So, you know, and it wasn't denied this morning because of standing. So
good. We're happy about that. Well, you keep us posted, will you?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you, Brandon. You too.
Marilyn Todd checking in, folks. Hope you'll check out her website. All right, let's give out the phone number. What do you think of Biden's speech last night? 901-316-8404. 901. We'll spend the next 15 minutes taking your calls. Make your comments quick and fast, and we'll get through as many calls as we can. 901-316-8404. Area code 901-316-8404. They can even put it on the screen if they want. 901-316-8404. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back. That should give you guys plenty of time to get on the phone line, and I'll go right to your calls as soon as we come back. 901-316-8404. Phone line is now open, 901-316-8404. We want to hear from you, the American people. What'd you think of Biden's speech last night? We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank each and every one of you for your support of Lindell TV, Frank's Speech, My Pillow, My Store, and the online store right here at Frank's Speech. Today, we have the best specials ever. My Pillow bed sheets. These are my Percale model that just came in. These are normally $89.98. We are for a limited time and a limited quantity. Once they're gone, they're gone. $39.98 with your promo code. That's for the queen size. King size, $49.98 with your promo code. You need to check these out. You're never going to find bed sheets like this anywhere. Now, the next one we have here is a surprise. Introducing MyPillow Sandals and Slides. These are normally $79.98, only $39.98 with your promo code L66. These have a patented gel technology. You wear these, it's like walking on a cloud. There's no sandals or slides like this in the world. Now, here we go. Your bed, whether it's a new bed, old bed, doesn't matter. The mattress toppers, the MyPillow mattress toppers, on sale for the lowest price ever, ever. This is an example of the queen size, regularly $399.98, $159.99 with promo code L66. Now, the next item here, there it is, my slippers, $139.98, $49.98 with your promo code. This is a blowout special. Once they're gone, they're gone. Okay? Now we have, here it is, Walmart canceled us. This is the 1988 MyPillow they would have got. You guys have been great support of all my employees at MyPillow to keep making them. 1988 with your promo code. And we have hundreds of other items here at the Frank Speech store. You guys get up there now, get it. Buy today with L66. You do it today and I'm gonna send you a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless. I'm Mike.
From the break, glad you're with us. Let's take your calls, 901-316-8404, 901-316-8404. What do you guys think about the speech by Joe Biden last night in Philadelphia? Let's start out with Carrie. Carrie in Canada, thanks for calling in today, Carrie.
How you doing, Brandon?
Carrie?
Yeah, hello.
All right, I'm not hearing anything, guys. Go ahead, go ahead. Is it Carl? It is Carrie. Go ahead, Carrie. Carrie
yeah.
from Canada. Go ahead, Carrie.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, good. Yeah, just call. Yeah, Joe Biden, he's a nut job there. And everybody knows that we're going communist Canada with Trudeau and Biden. They're all in on this stuff. But what I called in for, I wanted to ask, well, you and Mike, like, why can't we get the white hat hackers to save the election, like, let it go through and make it right? Why can't they do that? They watch it in real time, don't they?
Yeah, I'm from what I'm told, that's what I'm told. I don't know, but that's what I'm told. They can, some of these guys can see what's happening. I don't know how much they can see. I don't know if it's every state, every precinct. I don't know. But I know, of course, they can't get involved in doing things and moving things or flipping things that you can't correct a crime by committing a crime. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it won't be a crime because everything will match up. They can put it back the way it is.
Yes. Okay. So if what you're saying, here's another way to put it. If they're using an algorithm to steal a state, if the white hat hackers turn off the algorithm or block the algorithm so that the vote is the real vote by the people, then I think that would be a different situation. And there have been some that think that the reason Donald Trump won the first time was there may have been some white hat hackers that were stopping the bad guys. That's what, there's been rumors of that. But if that's what you're saying, yeah, that's a different situation, different scenario. But great call. Thank you, Carl or yeah. Carrie. Let's go to Larry. Okay. Larry in California. Larry, thanks for calling in tonight, Larry. Larry in California. There, Larry?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. How are you tonight?
There we go. Good. And yourself?
Good. Thanks.
I had a couple of things. I didn't watch all of it, but my initial thought was from the background of the building with all that red, I thought he might have been talking from hell.
Well, probably that would be prematurely, but maybe metaphorically, yes. Maybe a foreshadowing of things to come for old Joe. I don't know. He doesn't even seem to be a very good Catholic, does he? He seems to line up with the Pope, who doesn't seem to be a very good Catholic either, does he?
Very true. Another thing that reminded me of was when the Nazis were trying to get the Von Trapp family in the Sound of Music.
Yes.
Yeah. Also.
By the way, because where I think you're going there. The brick wall behind him, because when the Von Trapp family was singing, they kind of left a stage that had a lot of brick and stone around it, and then they
exactly.
were then they fled to a nunnery or whatever you call it. Where they were also hiding with brick and watching as the guards were using their flashlights, and you see a lot of brick walls. So yeah, I can absolutely see that.
Exactly. One more thing, if I might, Brandon, I have in my purse, in my hand here, a CD of the cast vote record from Fresno County in California.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some place I can mail that to? I don't have the ability to email it. It's bigger than I can handle.
It's bigger than you can handle. I don't know where you could mail that to. I'll tell you what. In fact, I do know where you can mail that to. Go to frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. Let's see. At the bottom of the page, store about Frank. There sometimes is a mailing address there. I don't see one now if there's there, but I can give you one. You could mail it to 875 West Poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R, 875 West Poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R, Avenue, Suite 23, Collierville, Tennessee, C-O-L-L-I-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, Collierville, Tennessee, 38017 and just put attention, if you would. You want to put attention Brandon House, Frank Speech, that'd be fine, and I can see it goes to the right place.
Awesome. I'll get it in the mail.
Awesome. Thank you, Larry. Larry from California checking in. Let's go to Joan. Joan in Arkansas. Joan, thanks for calling in, Joan.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call tonight. His speech was just disgusting. It was an insult to Americans just across the board. I'm really concerned that there won't be an election because I think they're just going to cause something horrible to happen where there won't be an election.
Well, Joan, I agree with you. And Dr. Andy Woods, who's a pastor and an attorney, said today on my radio show that I think is already posted online, what is it they know that we don't know? What do they know that we don't know? Because, Joan, is this how you would talk and act if your party was just, you know, 8 weeks away from an election? Is this how you would behave?
No, you know, not at all. And I heard, was it Pat? Is it Pastor Woods? Dr. Woods?
Oh, Dr. Andy Woods?
Yeah. Who said that? About,
yes.
You know, what do they know that we
Dr. Andy Woods said that today on my radio show.
Yeah, that has kind of crossed my mind quite a bit also. And the other thing that crossed my mind is, can all of us who are supposed to be these horrible people, can we not find an attorney, a monster law firm for a defamation? Look how afraid he has made so many Americans be. They're afraid to say anything.
Well, that's the goal. That is the goal,
right?
To make people feel intimidated and that you're an extremist and you're un-American and you're against the majority and you're against the Republic if you mention anything about voter fraud. Great call. Glad you came in
to talk. I'm sorry, because I can't get you, and this is, I think, really important, and I did take the address down regarding that voter records. I started mass producing the letters, and I sent to 5 or 6 counties, and then I took the letter to our county, and I got the same type of response that the records do not exist. And I got an argument that one or two clerks made was that the law in Arkansas did not let them honor this FOIA request because there were no original records from which to create.
Wow.
They were using the word create a cast voter record. And also the Secretary of State, employees and at Arkansas, of course, I couldn't believe how rude they were. One guy in particular, he said his name was Josh, and I said, what's your last name? Because I'd like you to send me an email and confirm that we had this conversation. And he said, I'm not going to tell you. He says, you can go online if you want to. He says, and try to find my last name.
Wow. 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 That's really horrible to hear, Joan. Joan, thank you for checking in. I just got to run for the sake of time, maybe squeeze one or two more in here. Lori, line one. Lori, if you go fast, we'll get you and Robin in. Go ahead, Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi. How are you, Brandon?
Good, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
I wanted to ask if there is any way, Live from America with Jeremy Harrell supports Mike Lindell. And I think to get more information out to people on this cast vote records, would he be willing to go on Jeremy's show?
Mike does an awful lot of shows. I'm not familiar with that show. Are you, Logan? Live with Jeremy Hill?
Okay. Jeremy Harrell.
Okay. He goes on a lot of shows, so I can't imagine that he wouldn't consider it because he does go on a lot of shows. But if you could, we'll look it up. Logan, make a note of that. We'll look it up and see what we can do because, again, he does do a lot of radio interviews.
It's called Live from America with Jeremy Harrell. He's on Real America's Voice station at 11 during the week and at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And starting next week, he's going to have LFA TV. So I just wanted to ask that.
Excellent.
Also,
we work with Real America's Voice every day here, so we will definitely check into that. Write that down, Logan. We'll get that over and see if we can make that happen. Thank you, Lori. Robin, if you go real fast, Robin, we'll get you in.
Okay, real fast.
Yeah.
First of all, what Joe Biden said disgusted me. And secondly, Larry from California should send that certified with signature required?
Yes. Yes.
And anybody who sends anything really should do that if they're going to use the U.S. mail.
Yeah, to make sure we get it exactly right. And make a copy. Don't send your original, right? Right, Laura? Right, Robin? Don't send the original.
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah.
He said it was so big he couldn't email it.
Yeah, so he's probably got a copy. All right, thank you, Robin. Thanks to all of you. Now, I'm going to have the Worldview Report news here, and then I'm going to do 90 minutes with a panel. We joined by pastor and attorney Dr. Andy Woods, historian Bill Federer, and journalist Leo Holman. The three of them will join me. We'll spend 90 minutes tonight on what Joe Biden said and take your calls live tonight with that panel. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.